To become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Jerome Corsi. And we're going to be talking about Hunting Hitler, his new book. Now, what in heaven's name is he talking about? Well, everybody knows what happened to Adolf Hitler. Everybody knows what an evil man he was and how he died at the end of the Second World War in a bunker in Berlin. And they burned the bodies. And, well, we all know that because, well, everybody believes that. The only question is it really true? And I certainly do not believe it's true. I had the opportunity of interviewing a gentleman who'd gone to South America, and he and his partner had spent a good deal of time tracking down people who had known Adolf Hitler, who'd taken care of Adolf Hitler before he died. And Dr. Corsi has written a book, another book on this subject. It is vitally important, ladies and gentlemen, that we get this information out because the media in America and the educational system are not telling our people the truth, and I want you to understand that so much of what people believe in America really isn't true. Dr. Corsi, thanks very much for being with us tonight.
Always a pleasure, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
You pick up the story and carry it on from there. Why did you write the book? Where did you get the information? And why is it important that the American people understand that almost so much of what they believe just is not true?
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, you introduce your show every day with the notion that government propaganda, really disinformation put out by the intelligence agencies, really is the core of much of what we believe. And I started really getting onto the Hitler story in 2009 when there was the History Channel did a special Mystery Quest show, and it involved the hunt for Hitler. It was called Hitler's Escape. And the state archaeologist from Connecticut, Dr. Nicholas Bellatoni, was given a chance to go to Moscow and view the Hitler skull that the Russian Federation State Archive has had as evidence that Hitler died since the end of World War II, this fragment of Hitler's skull. And in the DVD of the documentary in the History Channel, you can see Dr. Bellatoni actually taking a sample out of this skull, and he brings the skull fragments back to the University of Connecticut Center for Applied Genetics and Technology, and a very top molecular biologist examines the fragments, puts them through DNA testing, and the scientific conclusion was the skull fragments belonged to a woman 40 years old whose identity was unknown. It was not Eva Braun, because Eva Braun was 33 years old in April 1945, and the Russian autopsy had said that the Eva Braun body died of cyanide poisoning, but this skull obviously had bullet fragments, and a bullet was shot in the head. It just was not Hitler's skull. It was a 40-year-old woman. Completely bogus information and evidence the Russians had held since the end of World War II. No proof Hitler died.
Well, did the Russians understand that? Was there any question on their part that the story that was told in America to the American people wasn't true?
No. Stalin, at the end of World War II, told U.S. top officials that he believed Hitler was still alive.
And I share that there are some people in our government who knew probably that Hitler was alive. And that's the question is, why wasn't anything ever been done to validate that he was brought to, Adolf Hitler was brought before the bar of justice for his terrible crimes against humanity? We'll be back in just a moment. Our guest, Dr. Jerome Corsi, right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Hold your thought, please. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Corsi is talking about the fact that he set out to track down this story many years ago. He actually went to the files, government files, and the files on Adolf Hitler were misfiled. It took a couple of years to actually find them. Then, of course, he actually was able to go to Argentina, talk to the people in Argentina because he speaks Spanish, work with an author who researched this down there, get hold of the Argentine files, and then find out that actually Stalin had actually told several Americans that he didn't believe that Adolf Hitler died at the Second World War, that Jimmy Burns, who was going to a conference over there, Harry Hopkins going to a conference, the Potsdam Conference, was told that the Russians really didn't believe that Adolf Hitler died at the Second World War. But you see, this is not the story that is being told or has been told here in the United States all these years. Go right ahead.
Well, the Russians, when they came on the Fuhrer bunker, found this Hitler double. They thought it was Hitler's body. The Russian army, I've got some photographs in the book of the Russian army. They did a film of Hitler being dead in the Fuhrer bunker. And they actually published this newsreel as a Soviet Army propaganda film in May 45. But then the Russian Army was embarrassed when it was proved that the Hitler that they had filmed outside the Fuhrer bunker was actually a Hitler double. that the body was, it was pretty grotesque. It was shot in the forehead, and it was too tall to be Hitler. Really did not look like Hitler in close examination. But the Russians had been duped. And when the Russians realized they'd been duped, you know, in May 45, they went back into the rubble and they picked up these two charred bodies and they said, well, this is Hitler and this is Eva Braun. And the Russians then did an autopsy. Well, now the evidence from the Russian archives that's available in London and been published in London shows that the Russians actually captured Hitler's and Eva Braun's dentists, dental technicians, and they duplicated the dentistry and inserted it into the mouths of these corpses. The corpses are clearly not Hitler and Eva Braun. The female corpse had shrapnel wounds in the chest and signs of bleeding. Well, if Eva Braun had taken cyanide poisoning and had yet then subsequently got hit by shrapnel and her body thrown outside the Führer bunker, she wouldn't have bled. Yeah, a dead body doesn't bleed. So, I mean, the evidence here was completely concocted, and the Russians ultimately cremated these two Hitler and Eva Braun bodies. So Stalin knew, and there was no physical evidence. There was no proof. There's no photographs of Stalin, of Hitler and Eva Braun being dead in the Führer bunker. No proof, no bodies that have been positively identified by international authorities. And then Eisenhower, in October 45, I show again in the book, there was a clip from Stars and Stripes, the army newspaper at the time, where it says, it's from London, and it says, Ike believes Hitler lives. There is reason to believe that Hitler still may be alive, according to a remark made by General Eisenhower to Dutch newspaper men. The general's statement reversed his previous opinion that Hitler was dead. Well, there's Eisenhower, General Eisenhower, saying that he doesn't believe that Hitler's dead. And again, this totally contradicts the official story of Hitler and Eva Braun killing themselves in a dual suicide, which ends up being kind of like a soap opera screenplay that Hitler, mass murderer, genocidal maniac, who killed 56 or 60 million people in World War II and connected to the Holocaust, suddenly end of the war, has a change of heart, writes a will, marries Eva Braun, and they commit the suicide together. It's completely bourgeois nonsense. The story that never happened, but it was concocted to be the kind of story a gullible American public would buy.
And that is really what's so tragic. But the thing is, it's been told now for well over half a century, and most people believe it's true. And yet, of course, there have been a number of books, and apparently in South America, I know somebody's done a book down there in Argentina, and basically many parts of the world understand that what we've been told is a lie. It's only recently that any information has come out here in America, suddenly challenging what most people believe.
Well, and, you know, when you take a look at it, for instance, this cover story got concocted by Trevor Roper, who was a graduate student at Oxford, a history student, that the British intelligence system brought over to write this 1947 book, The Last Days of Hitler. Now, Trevor Roper, I found in the archives in College Park, Trevor Roper gets to Germany. And within days, he's handed a memo. I show the memo in the book by Major Edward Sachs, who is U.S. military intelligence. And this memo, given to Trevor Roper about a week after he gets into Germany, is the summary of the book that Trevor Roper is going to write. It has the whole story of this Hitler Eva Braun, double suicide, and they killed themselves in the bunker, and all these witnesses heard it, and they were taken out of the garden outside the Führer bunker, all the rubble because the shelling of the Russian army was coming at the bunker. Shells had destroyed the whole garden. They were burned, the two bodies. Well, that was all a cover story that this Major Sachs wrote and handed to Trevor Roper. Trevor Roper took less than a month to complete this study. He was supposed to have interviewed all of these witnesses, but the Russians held most of the witnesses in captivity, would not let Trevor Roper write them or interview them. The U.S. witnesses held from the Fuhrer bunker who supposedly saw Hitler and Eva Braun kill themselves, all Trevor Roper got was their written statements. So Trevor Roper basically made up, there's only about 10 pages in that book that deal with the suicide, and it's all fiction. Complete cover story that U.S. military intelligence wrote and handed to Trevor Roper. And by the way, Trevor Roper later disgraces himself when these Hitler diaries become available in the 1960s. Trevor Roper says they're authentic Hitler diaries. They ended up being complete forgeries. So this guy Trevor Roper, who wrote the definitive book on Hitler's death, ends up being a complete fraud.
How tragic it is. But basically then, of course, what were you able to find? I mean, what did happen to Hitler? If he didn't die there, suddenly in the bunker or in the garden, what did happen to him and how did he escape to South America?
Well, he got to South America in a U-boat, and I found the evidence of the U-boat. Again, the archives had this German U-boat, U-530, which arrives in Mar del Plata in Argentina, surfaces in the harbor on July 10th, 1945. Remember, Hitler was supposed to have killed himself on April 30th, 1945. And the boat has boat arrives with a partial German crew and has no maps, no logbook, no record of where this crew has been. And the crew is taken into custody in Argentina. U.S. Naval Intelligence interviews the crew. And the U.S. Naval Attaché, I found the archives of the memo written from U.S. Naval Attaché in the Military Intelligence Division in Buenos Aires back to a Naval Military Intelligence in Washington, in which the Naval Intelligence says this submarine had dropped off passengers all along the Argentinian coast, and it was the boat in which Eva Braun and Adolf Hitler were landed in the south of Argentina.
And basically, did the files actually say that?
Yes.
They actually say that.
It says newsmen have reported the following, and they said, well, these are rumors, of course, but it says the submarine was sighted by the Argentinian Navy transport about the middle of June and was subsequently hunted by Argentinian warships. It then dropped off passengers all along the shore. It shows it refueled. Then another submarine was going to be on the way, and as Eva Braun and Adolf Hitler were landed in the south of Argentina. That's what Naval Intelligence is writing from Buenos Aires back to Naval Intelligence in Washington, letting them know that it happened. I mean, it's clear that U.S. Naval Intelligence knew the crew. I have the pictures of the crew in the book Hunting Hitler. The crew in there, they took an inventory of their possessions. They had German-Spanish dictionaries. Crew had Argentinian cigarettes and Argentinian pesos. So clearly this crew was planning on going to Argentina, had stopped on the shore, picked up Argentinian cigarettes and Argentinian money, and dropped off VIPs all along the shore. The Naval Intelligence says that when the crew got there, the crew lied about where they'd been. They all told the same cover story and got indignant when questioned. And the German community in Argentina was celebrating all through the country in Argentina.
And I think it's important that people understand that following World War II, a large number, we're talking about thousands of Nazi war criminals were smuggled into Argentina, the South American countries, never, of course, to be hunted down, never to be tried. These were the people responsible for the Holocaust. And basically, of course, the people in South America know this. People throughout the world know it, but here in America, because of the degree of control over the media, the average American has no idea that this story is well known in other countries. My guest is Dr. Jerome Corsi. His book is Hunting Hitler, and we're going to be carrying this book. We think it's an important book. We think it's vitally important, because once we can begin to convince the American people that most of what they're being told by the media is not true, then they're going to begin to question the media. Hopefully they'll begin searching for the truth, and hopefully then they will begin to join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Just a moment here at Radio. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Unfortunately, Dr. Corsi was able to get hold of the records there in the archives. They'd been misfiled. Not certainly under Hitler. They'd been misfiled under the records certainly dealing with the German submarine. And when they were able to get that, they found out that But J. Edgar Hoover knew that Hitler had escaped, but that certainly U.S. military intelligence, U.S. naval intelligence knew that Hitler had escaped. And this information was certainly known to key people in government, to Eisenhower, President Eisenhower, that Hitler had escaped. But this was to be kept suppressed from the American people. And that's what's so frightening about the whole story. Please go right ahead, Dr. Corsi.
Well, as I said, I'm going to say, you know, why was this information suppressed? And that it was suppressed because, you know, what Stalin knew and was telling to Jimmy Burns and Harry Hopkins, you know, top government, U.S. government aide, was that the United States helped Hitler escape. And what it traces back to, again, is Alan Dulles. Alan Dulles was a OSS agent during the war. He was in Bern, Switzerland. And, of course, Alan Dulles and his brother John Foster Dulles, and, you know, very prominent individuals. Alan Dulles was head of the CIA in 1953 under Eisenhower. John Foster Dulles was Secretary of State under President Eisenhower. Before the war, the Dulles brothers had helped finance Hitler on Wall Street. They were working with Cromwell and Sullivan, a law firm in New York, and Brown Brothers Harriman. And the other conspirators in this were the Bush family progenitors, Prescott Bush and George Herbert Walker. They were members of the Brown Brothers Harriman firm. The Bushes and the Dulleses were running a Nazi bank, Union Bank in New York, that Franklin Roosevelt closed down months after Pearl Harbor. And here Dulles now is head of the OSS in Bern, Switzerland during the war. And in 1942, November, Himmler, top Nazi, and Martin Bormann, who was Hitler's secretary, really kind of number two to Hitler, they met on November 9th, 1942, and they decided that if the war was going badly, which it was, we were just about to launch Operation Torch, invading North Africa. Hitler and Himmler could see the handwriting on the wall. They knew the Nazis were going to lose, and they decided they would implement a plan to move all this ill-gotten Nazi loot, the Nazi gain of money, out of Germany. It was a plan called Aktion Adlerflug, which is Project Eagle Flight. Bormann implemented it in 1943, and working with Alan Dulles, Martin Bormann invested in some 980 corporations outside Germany, including money going into the U.S. corporations, probably over 700 of them, through the U.S. stock market, and also into Argentina, with investments in companies located in Portugal, Spain, Sweden, and Turkey. And Bormann was creating front companies working in the United States and these other countries with German companies, planning that after the war, this would be the rise of the German industrial state once again, cross-border. And Dulles helped Bormann get all this billions of dollars, 1943, of Nazi loot invested in corporations completely illegally, Nazi ill-gotten plunder and gain from the concentration camps, Nazi bullion, gold bullion, stolen from the countries the Nazis invaded. Dulles wink-winked, ignored the moral consequences, took the money and invested in the stock market in the United States for the Nazis during the war.
That indeed is frightening. Certainly, these are two of the most powerful men in America, John Foster Dulles and Alan Dulles. Dulles certainly was the head of the CIA from the 1953. I think he was fired certainly early in the early 1960s by Jack Kennedy, certainly because of the as I remember, the Bay of Pigs invasion was what that was all about. And then, of course, after Kennedy was assassinated, who leads the investigation to find out who assassinated President Kennedy but Alan Dulles, the man that Jack Kennedy had fired, and many people think that Dulles was involved. Doesn't really matter. The thing is, basically, we're seeing that the Dulles brothers, and certainly the Bushes and others, are involved in helping the Nazis get rid of their ill-gotten gains, their plunder, during the war. And this is their gold, their stock, their money. And maybe these are the things you're not hearing about. But following the war, of course, this was to help revitalize Germany so it could become the powerhouse of Europe it is today.
Used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
We'll be back here in just a moment with... Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Dr. Corsi is simply saying that basically Heinrich Himmler and Martin Bormann certainly by 1942 realized, of course, that the Germans were going to lose the war. By 1943, they were beginning to buy large blocks of stock in American banks, as Chase Bank, which today is J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, other banks certainly buying up major blocks of American stock, and then sending large amounts of money and gold and platinum and art treasures to South America, all with the help of Alan Dulles, who was working closely with the Nazis all during World War II. But people don't understand that. The war was as phony, in my estimation, was as phony as a $3 bill. An awful lot of people died. But during that war, we know that many of our American corporations in Europe and in France were providing weapons for the Nazis. They didn't have to, but they did, and nobody was ever punished for it. Standard Oil was providing oil for the German submarines that were sinking the ships that were carrying our boys. Certainly American banks, and specifically Brown Brothers, Harriman, and certainly some of the others, affiliated with Prescott Bush, and certainly with George Herbert Walker, for whom George Herbert Walker Bush was named. These banks were helping to finance Adolf Hitler, both before and the early years of the Second World War. But these are the stories that are never told in America today. And unless you've studied history, you do not understand that so much of what happened during World War II was totally ludicrous. An awful lot of people died, 60 to 80 million people died in that war. And there were people, powerful corporations in America, that were financing both sides of the war at the same time. Go right ahead, Dr. Corsi.
Well, and Dulles, Alan Dulles, and Bern Switzerland operating for the OSS, it wasn't just Hitler that was allowed to escape Germany. Dulles, in this Operation Paperclip, brought thousands. The files are in the National Archives. I've seen them, too. I've reported on them many times. The Dulles brought thousands of Nazi scientists, engineers, skilled top technicians from Nazi Germany to the United States to work in U.S. businesses.
Do we have any idea? I mean, the figure I've heard is 1,000, and then I've heard that there were several thousand. Do we have any idea how many they did bring?
There's well more than 1,000. I mean, I've looked at the files in the archives. I've never counted them. It's just, there's easily 2,000 or 3,000 there.
Okay, fine. I'm glad to get that clarified. Go ahead.
And I just have to count them sometimes. There's no numerical count. It's just it goes box after box after box in the National Archives of these files. There's a listing of the names. I suppose we could count them. But it's well over 1,000. And that's Operation Paperclip. And these were, many of them were Nazi war criminals, including some of the technicians that helped develop the Zyklon B gas for IG Farben. Those chemists were brought over to the United States. The Wernher von Braun, who ran the U.S., put a man on the moon project and developed our ballistic missiles, developed the U-2 rocket for Nazi Germany with the help of Nazi slave labor. Dulles organized he got Reinhard Gehlen out of a prison camp. Reinhard Gehlen was a Gestapo. He headed a whole division of the Nazi intelligence operation put together by Himmler. And Dulles got Gehlen out of prison. 1949, Gehlen signed a contract. He was brought back to the United States by Beadle Smith, who was Washington, was number two assistant to Eisenhower during the war, General Smith. General Beadle Smith was the first head of the CIA after Eisenhower, before Alan Dulles head of the CIA. Gehlen came to the United States. He signed a $5 million contract. The High Commissioner of Germany, John McCloy, appointed Gehlen as advisor to the German Chancellor on Intelligence. By the way, John McCloy and Alan Dulles both end up on the Warren Commission, President Kennedy's assassination. Covering up there the evidence of Alan Dulles was fired by John Kennedy after the Bay of Pigs for lying to John Kennedy about Cuba, tricking John Kennedy into the Bay of Pigs operation. At any rate, the entire Gehlen organization of Nazi Gestapo agents was brought over to be the core of West Germany's intelligence operation after the war and to work with the CIA. This was not just a limited, there was also a Operation Sunrise in which, Dulles intervened with a Nazi army in Italy. General Wolf, who handed it, was allowed to, the Russians were not permitted to be in the negotiation, which violated agreements that Churchill and Stalin and Roosevelt had made going back to their, various meetings like in Tehran during the war, and Dulles with the Wolf got Wolf and his top Nazi generals, SS, released. Wolf had played a major role at Auschwitz concentration camp, and again, these Gestapo agents, you know, the Gestapo ran the concentration camp. So it wasn't just one or two that, you know, Nazis that Dulles was helping escape. And literally tens of thousands of Nazis got through this rat line, which Dulles helped organize with the Vatican, getting Argentinian entry visas for Nazis escaping through 1948, taking cargo ships and passenger liners under false identities arranged by U.S. intelligence and the Vatican to go to Argentina and be permitted entry into Argentina. Tens of thousands. Not one or two Nazis who escaped. Literally tens of thousands were arranged by Dulles.
Tens of thousands of Nazis in Sydney. I mean, we're talking 20, 30,000 Nazis. And these were Nazi war criminals. These were not just casual Germans. These were Nazi war criminals. And yes, like a couple of Nazis were tried over in Germany. A few of them were executed. Most of them spent a little time in jail and got right out. But thousands of the vicious war criminals of Sydney, people like Sidney Mengele, Joseph Mengele, were allowed to escape to South America. And our government knew that they were there. At least high officials did. The average individual didn't know, but this is what really happened, and this shows the hypocrisy of the Second World War. But go right ahead, Dr. Corsi. I think it's so exciting to know that you've actually seen those files.
Yes, well, and the reason the U.S. military intelligence, CIA, really the CIA decided to lie to the American people with this Trevor Roper book and soap opera, melodrama that Hitler committed suicide in the bunker, was because the cover-up was to not let the American people know that we, at the end of the war, through Dulles, through OSS, military intelligence, brought the top Nazis to freedom for their money, for their scientific knowledge, for their military intelligence capabilities. Gestapo, top Nazi criminals, wink, wink, suddenly end up working in U.S. corporations. And, you know, had Hitler been told at the end of World War II that he could have, you know, had Germany emerge as top of the EU without firing a shot, German banks controlling the European Union, Germany ruling the European Union, and have access to working cooperation with U.S. corporations, working with German corporations, the NSA, National Security Agency, and the CIA listening to every conversation in America, every email, every phone conversation. Well, Hitler never had that capability with the Gestapo. Hitler would have signed on in a minute. This is exactly what Hitler wanted. And Dulles brought it to be, lying to the American people. And by the way, Dr. Chen, I looked at the Trevor Roper book and all of the eyewitness testimony, and I show in Hunting Hitler, the eyewitness testimony is so completely contradictory. No two of these eyewitnesses tell the same story. In fact, this guy Kempke, who was Hitler's chauffeur, was supposed to be Trevor Roper's major source in the 1947 book, this graduate student from Oxford History wrote. Kempke finally admitted that he wasn't in the bunker. He was out looking for gasoline to burn the corpses. And he yet lied and told the stories, different stories. One witness says Hitler shot himself in the right temple. The other, he shot himself in the left temple. No, he shot himself in the forehead. No, he shot himself in the mouth. All the stories of the witnesses contradict so badly, it's clear these were just lies, cover stories, made up to, again, cover the fact that they knew, the witnesses knew, that Hitler and Eva Braun escaped. And who was there at the end of the war were doubles of Hitler and Eva Braun arranged to fool the world.
Well, now, what happened to Hitler after he got to South America? Do we know?
Yes, Hitler, first of all, he was brought into this, up in La Falda, the Eichhorns brought him to the Hotel Eden. He was treated like royalty. Of course, there was plastic surgery done on Hitler, and he and Eva Braun's looks were changed. He was recovered from the war. Of course, many of the films we see of Hitler looking sick and all the rest of it at the end of World War II were the double. Things are also propaganda films. And Hitler, ultimately, the Eichhorns hired a architect, top architect, I have his name in the book, who began in 1943 building this resort for Hitler in Bariloche and Patagonia down in the Andes near Chile in the southern part of Argentina. And Hitler, this was a magnificent resort. It was a 10-bedroom resort house overlooking a mountain lake and could only access it by air seaplane. The architect was Alejandro Bustillo. Hitler, by 1947, was able to move into this 10-bedroom mansion, 6,000 square feet. It was built on 1,000 acres of land, protected by dense forest. This Hitler mansion looked very Bavarian. It looked very much like the Berchtesgaden with a big picture window looking out on the mountain lake and the mountains in the distance. And it had the feel of Hitler's Ober-Salzburg retreat above the town of Berchtesgaden in the Bavarian Alps. So Hitler moved into this residence in 1947. He and Eva Braun lived a life of luxury with the German community actively around them until about 1965, when Hitler died peacefully in Argentina.
What a strange story. I mean, I don't question for one minute that it's true. I believe it is true. But the fact that they've been able to conceal that from the American people all these years is simply, I believe, a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. I think this is such an important story.
Well, it is because, again, Dr. Stan, I think, you know, in Argentina, I found, working with the Argentinians, there have been several books written recently, you know, by top Argentinians. A gentleman named Abel Basti just wrote a book called The Exile of Hitler, documenting his escape into Paddock into Argentina. The Argentinians know, and it's common knowledge in Argentina, that Hitler spent the end of his life in Argentina. The Argentinians consider the Americans completely dummied down and naive to believe the stupid cover story of the double murderer without examining the evidence. The fact is, there's no evidence Hitler died in Europe, no body, no photographs of Hitler and Eva Braun killing themselves. In fact, now scientists have gone into the bunker and looked at the Hitler private quarters. When you seal that door, you can't hear a gunshot, even if a gunshot was fired. So all the reports that these witnesses heard gunshots, these were all made up propaganda, disinformation stories that were concocted by U.S. military intelligence and by the Russians at the end of the war to convince the world. I mean, neither Russia nor the United States wanted the world. Russia, certainly, even though Stalin knew Hitler escaped, Stalin called the file Operation Myth, file of Hitler's death in Russia. Russia wasn't about to tell the Russian people that Hitler, who killed tens of millions of Russians, got away. And U.S. military intelligence, CIA, our president, including Eisenhower, didn't want to tell the American people that Alan Dulles and CIA had helped Hitler escape in return for all these billions of dollars of loot. We helped Bormann move out of Germany before the end of the war.
And basically, of course, Germany was able eventually to come back and become the dominant force in Europe. And I'm sure they had a lot of help from key people in our government who always wanted to work very closely with Germany and unite Europe, exactly what Adolf Hitler wanted. And basically, then Adolf Hitler lived, what, 1965? Is that when he died?
1965,
okay. And basically, was there anybody, people down there that actually took care of him or who knew him?
Oh, yeah. In fact, the documentary, you can even find on the YouTube in Spanish, interviews with people in Argentina who knew Hitler, worked with Hitler. I mean, I quote, several U.S. historians, Ladislaus Farrago wrote a book on Bormann and the Fourth Reich. Farrago, by the way, is the historian whose account, his biography of General Patton was used to do the Patton movie with George C. Scott in the 1970s. Very reputable historian. Farrago, I quote, is saying, today I know the great Bormann mystery was never really a mystery at all. His survival was well known to the government of the countries in whose territories he lived with impunity since 1948. Bormann escaped to Argentina. Even in the 1980s, the Germans were still saying they found yet another Bormann skull body. But of course, they said, the Germans said, we got a distant relative of Bormann and we did DNA testing in this body. About the third that they found was Bormann. Of course, the Germans never showed the DNA evidence to the world. And the same with Mueller, the head of the Gestapo. They opened his coffin and found parts of three different bodies in it.
What about Hermann? What about Himmler? Himmler
escaped as well. The only one who really died of the suicides was Gerdels and his children and wife. They did commit suicide in the bunker. Their bodies were positively identified.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is such an important interview. I hope many of you want to get that. And I hope you want to get the book, Hunting Hitler. We're going to carry the book. Dr. Corsi, do you have a website you'd like to get out?
Oh, well, WND, William Nancy David, WorldNet Daily, where I'm a senior staff reporter, and we also have books. It's on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and the WND Superstore.
We'll be back in just a...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Hold that thought for just a moment here. And basically, of course, what Dr. Corsi has done is to write a book, and he's put the documents in. You can actually, when you get the copy of Hunting Hitler, why, of course, you will be able to see many of these documents that he was able to get out of the National Archives. And the fact that you're not going to hear about this elsewhere simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. Dr. Corsi, thank you very much, first of all, for being with us. Secondly, for taking the time to do this story. And we'll be talking to you tomorrow afternoon on our other network. And as an entirely different audience, we'll tell the story again. I want as many people as we can to, and not only to hear your story, but to get your book. Good night. God bless.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Great pleasure to be with you.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was Dr. Corsi, and I do hope that many of you out there would seriously consider getting the book Hunting Hitler. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and you can actually hold in your hand copies of these various government documents going into the background. They knew Hitler was alive. J. Edgar Hoover knew Hitler was alive. President Eisenhower knew Hitler was alive. Government agents knew Hitler was alive. And basically, of course, they've been able to conceal this from the American people all these years. You've got to start thinking on your own. You've got to start getting the information that is available through Radio Liberty. I know you have so much information that you need to have, but you're going to have to begin making preparations to protect yourself and your family. We're moving into a crisis situation because the American people don't understand that there is a small group of evil and wicked people working at the highest levels of our government. Certainly a generation and a half ago, there was Alan Dulles and John Foster Dulles. But they are part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, let me suggest you get that right along with Dr. Corsi's book, Hunting Hitler. In fact, if you're only going to get one, get Hunting Hitler. I think it's important, vitally important that you get it. We're going to be putting together a 4-CD set on this. My interviews with not only with Dr. Corsi, but with a British author who had actually gone to South America, had to talk to the people who helped Adolf Hitler, who knew Adolf Hitler, who lived with Adolf Hitler until he died when he was in 1965. Understand that we helped, certainly, the Nazis escaped to South America, and many of them came here. We have a 4-CD set called Operation Paperclip, where we go into the background of how American intelligence helped tens of thousands of Nazis escape to South America. Tens of thousands of Nazi war criminals escaped to South America, and certainly well over 1,000 came here to the United States under Operation Paperclip. And, of course, that's the title of our 4-CD set, but certainly others came here to the United States to work not only in the space program, but in psychological warfare, and developed many of the techniques that have been used to control what you and your neighbors and other people you know think and believe. And then many others worked in biological and chemical warfare, certainly for our military. But these were evil people. These were people who went right along with Adolf Hitler. And many of those who came to America had been part of this little clique that had contrived the Holocaust and killed so many Jews. So our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or get our monthly newsletter or our 4 best CDs of the month, or you'd like to get the health products or the certainly Miracle 2 products or the other things that we offer, and you can get those, go to our website at radioliberty.com. We've got a new site up there. Other information on the web, it's right at the very top of the page. You can find it. And we simply post almost on a daily basis or every other day are the really important CDs, the important DVDs, important articles that you need to read. And so our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Stand beside her and guide her through the night.
is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Warren Smith, who certainly has been in the New Age, certainly has become an evangelical Christian. He's written a number of books, and we've interviewed him in the past. But we wanted to hear about his latest book, Another Jesus Calling. Another Jesus Calling is an important book, which we will be carrying and make available if you'd like to get it. And basically, it is simply a critique of a book, well, two books. One was called God Calling that came out some years ago. And another one is called A Jesus Calling, written by a woman, ostensibly a Christian. But of course, she has sold at least nine million copies of this book, and many much more. Probably many more than that. Certainly this book is being circulated in the Christian community. It's being used as a basis for Bible study. But unfortunately, they're talking about a different Jesus and a different Christianity. And unfortunately, millions of Americans are incapable of seeing this because nobody's telling them and warning them what's wrong with the book Jesus Calling. So Warren has written a book called Another Jesus Calling. Warren, thank you very much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Stan.
You pick up the story from there.
Well, this book, Jesus Calling, is patterned after, as you said, the book God Calling. God Calling was a channeled New Age book that was channeled through two English women back in the 1930s. Sarah Young, the woman who has penned Jesus Calling, said that this book, God Calling, was a treasure to her and inspired her to write her book, Jesus Calling. This should immediately, you know, put out some red flags for anybody, because to be inspired by a channeled New Age book is not exactly the way that you want to do your communication and prayer life. But these messages that she's gotten have been arranged in the form of a devotional. And it's a 365-day, you know, yearly devotional. And these are messages. Each day is a message that she got from Jesus. And when one reads these messages, there are significant problems. We'll go over that. But I think, first of all, I just want to say that God Calling is a book that I had in my New Age library when I was a New Ager. I mean, that was a book that was commonly held by many of us that were in the New Age. But beyond that, the Encyclopedia of New Age Beliefs, published by Christian publisher Harvest House, written by John Ankerberg and John Weldon, in their chapter on channeling, they document very completely how God Calling is a channeled New Age book. So first question is, why is this woman writing a book, Jesus Calling? Title is almost the same as God Calling, inspired by a channeled New Age book. It doesn't really make a lot of sense. So we need to look carefully at what is being said, supposedly from Jesus, and to see if it matches up with the Bible, for one, and also just to use our, you know, come let us reason together, the Bible said. We need to look at not only Scripture, but just reasonably, do the things that this Jesus is saying, do they match up, you know, with common sense?
Well, we're told in the latter days there's going to be a great falling away, and certainly America is probably one of the staunchest Christian nations in the world today. And basically, is the Christianity in America under attack? Is it being subtly altered, and so subtly that people really don't recognize it? And unless somebody really points out what's wrong, it sounds so good. I mean, after all, wouldn't you want to be able to communicate with our Lord Jesus Christ? How can you communicate with him directly? Well, contemplative prayer. At least that's what they want to convince you of. But unfortunately, contemplative prayer sometimes can open you up to demonic possession. Well, our guest is Warren Smith. You're really going to enjoy his book, Another Jesus Calling. We'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued.
Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Warren is talking about the original book, or the one that was for which the Jesus calling is patterned. The original book was called God Calling, and it was channeled to a couple of English women. And basically, of course, it is a New Age book. And basically, of course, they use a lot of Christian terminology, but basically, of course, the ideas in, if you understand them, are basically wrong. But most people don't understand them because it's presented in Christianese. It sounds like it's Christian. Basically, it is presented in a manner that professes to be representing Christianity, and it is subtly designed to take people away from Christianity, to get them to open their minds for demonic possession. And unfortunately, the demonic forces really are not imaginary. They're real, and they're infecting and certainly oppressing more and more Christians today. We're told that in the latter days, you know, wide is the gate and many will pass that way, but that's not the way to Christianity. The way to Christianity is a very narrow gate. And basically, there are going to be many people who will think that they're Christians and are not because they've embraced this foreign ideology. Go right ahead, Warren.
Yeah, you said it, Stan. They weave false teachings amidst Scripture. I had one man in Wisconsin who came up to me and he said, you know what threw me about Jesus' calling is that there were scriptural references at the bottom of every page. And in the wilderness, when Jesus was tempted by the devil, and Jesus was countering the temptations by saying, it is written. The devil noticed that and then came back with a scripture of his own, quoted from Psalms. So we can't, just because there's scriptures there, does not mean that it's biblical. It has to be totally in context. I think perhaps the most significant false teaching in God calling that's repeated in Jesus calling is the idea that you and I have talked about before, Stan, many times. The bottom line of the New Age movement is that God is in everyone and everything. And this is the oneness that the New Age wants and that they will try to use to recreate the future so that we don't have to have the future that's in the Book of Revelation. We have a recreated future, or as New Age leader Barbara Marx Hubbard Christ said, there is an alternative to Armageddon. In God calling, this teaching, God in everyone, here's the quote from the Jesus of God calling. He says, true it is, I wait in many a heart, but so few retire into that inner place of being to commune with me. Wherever the soul is, I am. Man has rarely understood this. I am actually at the center of every man's being. That's it right there. Close up your book. That's the bottom line of the New Age. If you really believe Galatians 5:9, that a little leaven leavens the whole lump, that's it right there. And that's the linchpin that New Age leader Neil Donald Walsh said that is the one most important teaching, God in everyone. In Jesus Calling, the Jesus of Jesus Calling says, I am above all as well as in all. That's on page 199. That's exactly the same teaching. That's the bottom line of the New Age. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. A few other things we're just kind of going through God calling because this was the inspiration to author Sarah Young of Jesus Calling. She was inspired by that book. She called it a treasure to me. And Jesus warned, and he said, you know, where your treasure is, your heart will be also. And then right after that, he warned about a light that is dark, and he warned about serving two masters. But one of the things that is laid out in God Calling are the sort of unbiblical, hyper-charismatic, New Agey, name it and claim it, health and wealth teaching. The Jesus of God Calling says, I who could command the universe, I await the command of my children. Command your Lord. Claim big, really big things now. Remember, nothing is too big. Claim my power. Think health, health comes. Be not afraid. Health and wealth are coming to you both, talking to the two listeners and their readers. These are the kinds of teachings that we find in the hyper-charismatic movement. They're not biblical. Another factor in the God Calling book that is repeated in the Jesus Calling book is that spiritual experience replaces God's word. In other words, there's an emphasis. Sarah Young in Jesus Calling said that she wanted more. I yearned for more than just the Bible. Experience, a word from God trumping the word of God. And that's where Christian leaders are trying to take the church right now into, as you mentioned before, Stan, contemplative prayer, which is a bogus term. There's biblical meditation. You can find that in the Bible, where to meditate on God's statutes, his testimonies, his works. It's an active prayer. It's an active discipline. It is not passive. We're not sitting there being still, waiting for Jesus to just soak into us, as they talk about in Jesus Calling. This idea that contemplative prayer can be a way of receiving new truths and new revelation. This is the only way that they can try to superimpose teachings from God and Jesus over those of the Bible, if we get these new revelations, these new teachings. And that's what we've talked about this many times on the program. When I was involved in the New Age, I followed the Christ of A Course in Miracles, the New Age Christ of A Course in Miracles, the one that Oprah Winfrey has endorsed, the one that Marianne Williamson has made very famous through her book, A Return to Love, Reflections on the Principles of A Course in Miracles. The Jesus of A Course in Miracles, and I believe this when I was in the New Age, said the journey to the cross should be the last useless journey. A slain Christ has no meaning. Do not make the pathetic error of clinging to the old rugged cross. These are new, unbiblical, heretical, blasphemous teachings that are coming supposedly from Christ. Sarah Young's Jesus are not making quite these extreme statements, but her book really, I believe, is a transitional book. It's taking the church from the Bible into a new age where these new teachings, these supposed new truths, will manifest. So we have to be very careful when the Jesus of God Calling says, I am revealing so much to you. Each truth is a jewel. Seek to find a heart home for each truth I have imparted to you. More truths will flow in. For you, my children, I will unlock the secret treasure hidden from so many. The idea here is that you have a, you know, that he wants, this false Christ wants you to believe you have a special place in his heart, and he's going to give you new truths and new revelations, things that can't be found in the Bible or couldn't be explained in the Bible. Sola Scriptura, the Bible stands. We have everything that we need to know in the Bible for reproof, for correction. Everything you need to know is right there. We do not need voices coming in the name of the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, God, or whatever, angels. This is the way that they operated in the New Age, and it's now coming into the church. The most dangerous thing that I think is presented or not presented in this book is that there is no warning to test the spirits. 1 Timothy 4:1 says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." We are not hearing these warnings from Christian leaders. We're just being told, sit, recite Scripture, sometimes be still and know that I am God, Psalm 46:10, and then wait to hear what Jesus would tell you. No warnings about testing the spirits.
And, of course, I think one of the significant things is they play down the Word of God. They play down the Bible. And what you really want is suddenly you don't want the Word from the Scriptures. You want God to talk to you, so you have to open up your mind. You have to put yourself into neutral. You have to have no thoughts at all. Go into yoga or trance. And then, of course, God will speak to you. Well, that's not the way that it really works, because what you're doing is really opening your mind up for demonic possession. And that's, unfortunately, I fear what's happened to so many Christians today, who now their whole attitude is changed. Their outlook on God is changed. They think they have a relationship with him. But is it the God of the Bible that they have a relationship with? Or do they understand that there really are demonic forces out there intent upon possessing as many souls as they can? Go right ahead.
Well, it's interesting, Dr. Stan, because in Jesus' calling, this quote-unquote Jesus says the following: "My main work is to clear out debris and clutter, making room for my spirit to take full possession. Sit quietly in my presence, letting my thoughts reprogram your thinking. Come to me with your defenses down, ready to be blessed and filled with my presence." Come to me with your defenses down. No, put on the full armor of God and stand fast against the wiles of the devil. That's what the Bible says. The Jesus of Jesus' calling says your relationship with me is meant to be vibrant and challenging as I invade more and more areas of your life. While you relax in my presence, I am molding your mind and cleansing your heart. And then just another one, I have taken up residence within you. Dr. Stan, if this is not the true Jesus Christ, these are very frightening and very scary statements for a Christian to let these things take place in their life. And they need to really pray. And if anybody out there is reading Jesus' Calling or knows people that is reading it, they need to pray if they're in doubt and say, "Lord, true Lord Jesus Christ, I do not want to be deceived. If I'm being deceived, please let me know." This is exactly what Johanna Michelson, the author of The Beautiful Side of Evil, a Christian woman who accepted the Lord in college, shortly thereafter, because she didn't really know her Bible, she ended up with an occult psychic surgeon in Mexico City doing blasphemous healings that looked good. People were getting healed, but they were taking on all that comes when you put yourself under the hands of an occult teacher, an occult psychic surgeon, like Hermanito, the one that Johanna was working with. Johanna's relationship with this psychic surgeon started to get a little bit tentative, and she started to feel that things weren't just as perfect as she thought, and she actually went over to Europe. And she had an interesting thing happen there. Sounds like the break's coming.
You're right, of course, but she spent some time with Dr. Francis Schaeffer.
She did, in Labrie.
One of my great heroes. I had the privilege of having met him certainly before he passed away, but one of the great Christians of this era. And I think, of course, I know basically he cautioned Joanna about these spirits he was in contact with, and Joanna's a personal friend of ours, and Joanna certainly came to realize that she had been totally misled by what she thought was a Christian teacher, and actually the teachings were coming from the dark side, from the other part of the spectrum. We'll be back here in just a moment with Warren Smith right here at Radio Liberty.
While the
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Warren Smith, and we're simply talking about these false ideas that have infiltrated the church. And basically, of course, at one point, my Warren, who's our guest this evening, was part of the New Age movement. And basically, of course, one of the things they kept stressing is that the world was going to end with laughter. Everybody was going to be laughing at the end. And basically, what they're doing is misleading people, giving them all sorts of false promises. But the difficulty is we're involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And people don't understand there is an enemy out there. There is an enemy that certainly, if you put your or you let your guard down, they will come and possess you and mislead you into all sorts of heresies. Go right ahead, Warren.
Yeah, this book, Jesus Calling by Sarah Young, as we speak, it's the number one best-selling Christian book right now. it sold nearly 10 million copies, maybe more. It was the number five best-selling book on Amazon of all books last year. A pastor in Santa Rosa, California, recently warned his congregation about this book, Jesus Calling, and there were audible gasps in the congregation from women who were very attached to this book. There's a very strong presence that comes with this Jesus, and the question is, what presence is it? And from what I've read in the book, and I've documented, I've got 20 concerns about this book that I've carefully documented, and that's what we're going through right now, and I'm going to do another one here. The Jesus of Jesus Calling is a flatterer. It's interesting because the book of Daniel, the prophet Daniel warned about Antichrist, and he said that Antichrist will come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flattery. Listen to some of these things that are told to Sarah Young and her readers from this quote-unquote Jesus. When you trustingly whisper my name, my aching ears are soothed. As you listen to birds calling to one another, hear also my love call to you. When you walk through a day in trusting dependence on me, my aching heart is soothed. Feel your face tingle as you bask in my love light. I'm aching to hold you in my everlasting arms, to enfold you in my love. Speak to me in love tones. Some of these things aren't worthy of a off-color Hallmark card. I mean, this is not our Lord and Savior. The sheep know his voice, and this is not our Lord's voice. He does not flatter. He was always respectful, but he didn't flatter people unnecessarily or praise them excessively, the way that Sarah Young's Jesus has done. When I was in the New Age, we got a lot of this, and it made us feel very important, very special, but, you know, in retrospect, it was part of the way that we got seduced. Another real serious concern is that there's a direct contradiction from Sarah Young's Jesus. He said that, very clearly he said, I am with you always. These were the last words I spoke before I ascended into heaven. However, this part of Matthew 28:16-20 was spoken on a mount in Galilee and were not his last words. His last words were in the book of Acts 1:6-9, and I'll just read them. And he said unto them, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. This is a direct contradiction of what the Jesus of Jesus Calling is saying by quoting from Matthew 28. Jesus is the truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He cannot contradict himself. But Sarah Young's Jesus, who claims to be the real Jesus, does contradict the real Jesus Christ in its most serious way. So that's another thing to really consider. One of the things that troubled me was there's a fair amount of mockery in this book that's, I didn't think it was that subtle. For instance, he says, take time to rest by the wayside. Well, this is in the parable of the sower and the seed in Matthew 13:18-19, this is where the wayside is where the devil takes the word of God out of men's hearts. So for him to say, take time to rest by the wayside, to me is just flat out mockery. Another thing that he said is, be willing to go out on a limb with me if that's where I'm leading you. Dr. Stan, Out on a Limb was Shirley MacLaine's book, one of the most popular New Age books. I don't think the real Jesus Christ is going to be throwing a term like out on a limb just out there willy-nilly like that.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think it's so easy to be misled, ladies and gentlemen, especially when nobody is warning you. It, when you read something and it sounds like it's written by a Christian, and they use Christian terms, and they use Christian scriptures, but you have to be discerning. And unfortunately, why many people are not discerning today, and many people are being led away from the real Jesus Christ into a false religion, and we must pray for them. We must do everything we can to inform them and try to bring them back into the fold before it's too late.
Hi. Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Other Christians are doing it. They think that it's right, but they haven't really examined it.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. But basically, Sunday Warren is talking about the fact that Christians are giving this book away. Okay, according to Warren, they've actually put out probably more than 10 million copies of this book, which is really, of course, leading people into a relationship with a false Jesus Christ. Now, we're going to be carrying the book, but before we go on, Warren, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get in touch with your website and get your information?
Sure. The book, Another Jesus Calling, How False Christs Are Entering the Church Through Contemplative Prayer, is published by Lighthouse Trails. And I have a website on that Lighthouse Trails website, warrenbsmith.com, www.warrenbsmith.com.
And I think it's an important book, and we think that people should be reading it and warning others, because it is so, basically it is so seductive when ministers are advocating it, when suddenly they are producing or organizing suddenly study groups around this book. More and more people are taken in, and unless you stop and understand the New Age, understanding suddenly that this is preaching a false gospel and a false Jesus, why, we're going to lose an awful lot of souls. Go right ahead, William. Go right ahead, Warren.
Yeah. Just because in the Course of Miracles, the Christ of A Course of Miracles would use a lot of biblical terms, would throw in some theology that was correct. And it was a pastor, Harry Ironsides, at Moody Bible Church. He was there back from 1930 to 1948. he wrote an article that I would really recommend that people download if they just Google, "Is exposing error worthwhile?" by Dr. Harry Ironside. He gives a very good explanation of why we should contend for the faith and why we need to look more closely at these things. The Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 5, it's a shame we have to talk about these things, but we must bring them to the light. There are too many people getting deceived. And in his article, Dr. Ironside said this, "Error is like leaven, of which we read, 'A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump.' Truth mixed with error is equivalent to all error, except that it's more innocent looking and therefore more dangerous. God hates such a mixture, calls for definite exposure and repudiation. To condone such is to be unfaithful to God and his word and treacherous to imperiled souls for whom Christ died." The Apostle Paul warned about people who talked out of both sides of their mouth. And David talked about in the Psalms, Psalm 12, about those with a double heart. James warned of those with a double mind. The Jesus of Jesus' calling talks out of both sides of his mouth. He'll say some things that are very true, then all of a sudden he'll come in with something like this about Abraham, the patriarch Abraham. Listen to this and tell me if you think that this sounds like the patriarch Abraham that you read about in the Bible. The Jesus of Jesus' calling says, "Remember the extreme measures I used with Abraham and Isaac. I took Isaac to the very point of death to free Abraham from sun worship, S-O-N worship. Both Abraham and Isaac suffered terribly because of the father's undisciplined emotions. I detest idolatry, even in the form of parental love." He's just labeled Abraham an idolater, a sun worshiper, and a man of undisciplined emotions who caused a lot of suffering for him and his son. That is not in Scripture. That's not the way he was regarded. This is extra-biblical, and it's simply not true. As a matter of fact, it's been troublesome enough, that I think that Thomas Nelson, the publisher, realized this, and they have cut and pasted many of the sentences in that particular devotion. I think it was August 23rd, if I'm not mistaken. And they have substituted now Joseph and Jacob. So it no longer, in a lot of their current copies, it no longer reads Abraham and Isaac. It talks about Jacob and Joseph. The thing that's even more troubling is that all references to the New Age book God Calling have been eliminated from a new version that's showing up in bookstores as we speak, with no explanation as to why they suddenly have taken away the book that inspired Terry Young to write Jesus Calling. Gone. Just eliminated. Can't find it. We are currently, Lighthouse Trails and myself are currently asking Thomas Nelson and Sarah Young for an explanation on why this was dropped when this was supposedly the inspiration and what she called a treasure to me. There's many other things that have been cleaned up, if you will, in the introduction where the word message, getting messages from Jesus, has been replaced by the word devotion. There are other things that are especially troubling. The mist that surrounded her when she was at Le Brie in France, when she had this experience, this spiritual experience with what she called sweet Jesus. The mist that surrounded her is now gone from the new edition. There's just a very troubling number of additions, deletions, changes that have gone on. There are the same ISBN numbers on the books, even though they have different writings. It looks to me like a lot of manipulation is going on with some of the more controversial elements of her book. Somebody picking up a new copy with this new version in their bookstore today would have trouble with some of the footnotes that I have, because some of my footnotes relate to God Calling, and God Calling is no longer in this new book. So Christian publishers just don't seem to have a love of the truth anymore. They have a love of money, which we're warned about in the Bible, that the love of money is the root of all evil. So I think there's a combination of the devil seducing and deceiving in this book, and just crass Christian, so-called Christian commercialism that's not really addressing the hard issues. It's trying to kind of cover them up and represent them. And there's so many spin-off books, Dr. Stan. I think there must be like 30, 40, 50 different products all spinning off of this book, Jesus Calling. The most outrageous to me is Jesus Calling 365 Devotions for Kids. And it says Sarah Young, and underneath that it says adapted by Tama Fortner, and under that edited by Chris Bears. So we supposedly have Jesus talking to Sarah Young, and then Tina Fortner adapting whatever that was, and then edited by this Chris Bears. And some of the devotions or messages that have been reproduced in this book bear no resemblance to the original message or devotion that was in Jesus Calling. As a matter of fact, on January 6th, this is for kids now, Jesus talking, dare to dream my dream. This is Jesus to kids. Dream your biggest, most incredible dream, and then know that I am able to do far more than that, far more than you could ever ask or imagine. Allow me to fill your mind with my dreams for you. Dr. Stan, we talked about God's dream. Rick Warren calls his peace plan God's dream for you and the world. This is Robert Shuler. This is Norma Vincent Peale. This God's dream in the kids' version doesn't bear any resemblance to the January 6th devotion and Jesus Calling. It's almost like Robert Shuler or Norman Vincent Peale jumped in and just popped that into the, you know, or this Tina Fortner who adapted her original thing. We're putting words in Jesus' mouth, and that is really, really dangerous. And I don't really understand why Christian leaders haven't spoken out about this, but it seems that 1 Corinthians 14:8 is the rule of the day. If the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself for the battle? I think one of the reasons, Dr. Stan, that Christian leadership as a whole has not addressed this book, and by the way, this book was first published in 2004. It's been out 10 years. It's doubled in sales almost every year, and it's now up to 10 million, and is continuing to be the number one book. So I think one of the main reasons that Christian leaders are not addressing this is because they're so in love with contemplative prayer. This book pushes and makes a case for contemplative prayer, but not a very good one, a very unbiblical one.
Can you explain to our listeners where contemplative
prayer,
where that prayer actually differs from regular prayer?
Well, you know what? The fact that you got a little bit tongue-tied on that is because contemplative prayer is really, it's just bogus. It's a counterfeit for biblical meditation. There's a Be Still video that has Beth Moore and others on it, and Richard Foster, and they're really pushing contemplative prayer. You recite a scripture, and you wait to hear what God would tell you. It's formulaic, and it's a way to get extra-biblical revelation from the spirit world. The question is, where are you getting it from? Who is it? Are you testing the spirits? In that Be Still video, Richard Foster says you can always tell the devil and you can always tell the voice of God. Well, that's not true. Satan comes as an angel of light. You might recall in my testimony that's in my book, The Light That Was Dark, I was seeing a psychic for the very first time. I was seeing a psychic to sort of accommodate a friend. And during that psychic reading, a whirling sensation came over my head. I didn't know what was going on. And then she turns to me without my saying anything to her, and she said, are you aware there's a ball of light over your head right now? I mean, Richard Foster to say you can always tell what's the devil and what's not is just not accurate. And it's very deceiving, and it gives people a sort of a sense of confidence going into contemplative prayer. So biblical meditation is what Christians are supposed to do. You take Scripture, and you actively look at that Scripture. You look at God's works. It's not a passive, be still, sit, relax, let the light soak into you, all the things that are brought up 365 times or more. The word presence is brought up in her book, and the question is, what presence is it?
I share your concern, and I really think that your message is so vitally important, and I'm hoping that people want to get your book. It's called Another Jesus Calling. You can get that by calling our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, Another Jesus Calling. Go right ahead.
Stan, I think it's important for people to understand that this is much more than just some unbiblical teachings. What I noticed in this book is that many of the teachings that I had in the New Age are sort of introduced on a very elementary level. For instance, the Jesus of Jesus Calling says, when you make that quantum leap into eternity, you will find me awaiting you in heaven. Quantum physics is being used by the New Age to try to prove that God is in everyone and everything. Matthew Fox, Teilhard de Chardin, the father of the New Age movement, says that God is in every atom. If God is in every atom, then God is in everything. God is in everyone. We are all one. We don't need a savior. We save ourselves by going within. I do not believe that the real, true Jesus Christ is going to throw out a term like quantum leap. When you make that quantum leap into eternity, you'll find you're waiting in heaven. The other, that's what I call the quantum lie. I actually talk about that in another book, The Wonderful Deception. Another one that's just unbelievable, Barbara Marks Hubbard. You might just briefly tell your listeners, because you are very knowledgeable about Barbara Marks Hubbard. She channels Christ, and just tell them a little bit about Barbara Marks Hubbard.
Well, Barbara Marks Hubbard isn't a cult leader. In fact, she's probably one of the leading occult leaders in America today. And basically, she has been a consultant to the military. She has high friends in the highest places in our government. And she is basically writing extensively and talking extensively about this new world order that's coming. And basically, she wrote a book, and it's in the original manuscript of the book, which we have, why she talks about how we're going to have to destroy a quarter of the population of the earth, a quarter of the population of the earth, isn't he, is made to be the leaders and to know God, and half are sort of neutral, but there's this one group, a quarter of the people, who are suddenly aligned, and of course she's talking about Christians, and she says they're going to have to be killed, they're going to have to be destroyed, but that is not your job, my dear, that is ours, for we are the riders of the pale horse, death. Those are her words. I have them. We are the riders of the pale horse, death. Now, when she actually published this book, the later editions deleted that part of it. The last thing they want for people to understand is that they really do intend to kill off a large part of the population of our world. Barbara Marks Hubbard is one of the leaders of the world occult movement of pushing this occult philosophy today. Go right ahead.
And remember, Dr. Stan, that book was called what? The Book of Co-Creation.
Right, the Book of Co-Creation.
Okay, and she quoted her Christ saying, "Here we are now poised either on the brink of destruction greater than the world has ever seen, a destruction which will cripple planet Earth forever and release only a few to go on, or on the threshold of global co-creation wherein each person on Earth will be attracted to participate in his or her own evolution to godliness." New Age leader Neil Donald Walsh said after September 11th, he said, "Yet let me make something clear. The era of the single savior is over. What is needed now is joint action, combined effort, collective co-creation." And what does the Jesus of Jesus Calling say? "There is a very practical way of collaborating with me. I, the creator of the universe, have deigned to co-create with you." So there he's introducing Barbara Marks Hubbard, the false Christ of the New Age, the conditioning process that's going on by the Antichrist, talking about co-creation. We are not God. We do not co-create with God. God is the creator. This goes right along with the quantum leap. Barbara Marks Hubbard talks about the quantum transformation, the quantum instant. But one that's very, very curious is a cocoon of light. In Hubbard's work, she says that her Christ told her to visualize a cocoon and then to place themselves in the cocoon and in his body of light. This Christ of the New Age says to Hubbard, "Create the cocoon of light, materialize my body of light in your mind's eye, visualize yourselves entering the cocoon and placing your body in my body of light, giving it permission to become a new body like mine. It's already pre-programmed to change." Sounding just like the New Age Christ, the Jesus of Jesus Calling told Sarah Young, "I am all around you like a cocoon of light." This is the overlapping of terms. This is the New Age permeating into the church. We warned, actually in my book back in 2002, False Christ Coming. Does anybody care? False Christ Coming. Now we have false Christ in the church. The ultimate identity theft, of course, being Antichrist, taking the place of the true Jesus Christ. But he's now doing this. And again, that doesn't mean that there aren't things that are true in Jesus' calling, but they're weaved together with all these false teachings. And all it takes is a little leaven to leaven the whole lump. And there's a lot of leaven in this book.
Yes, there certainly is, but certainly it's important people understand how readily good Christian people all across America have been misled. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Dr. Stan, have you, in your studies of the occult, have you come upon the term alchemy?
Certainly, right.
Do you want to say anything
well,
about
Well, basically, no. Alchemy basically is the belief traditionally that you could take base metal and convert it into gold. But of course, certainly what they're doing spiritually is they're taking their teaching and turn it into gold. And basically, they're alchemists because they can actually create certain truth out of false ideas. But go ahead.
Well, the Oxford Dictionary explains the New Age occult underpinnings of alchemy itself. The art is distinguished from the pure science of chemistry by its mixture of mystical and magical elements with the technology. Alchemy in late antiquity was born of three streams: technology, theory, and occult religion. The term divine alchemy is brought up. Sarah Young Jesus says, "I can glean joy out of sorrow, peace out of adversity. Only a friend who is King of Kings could accomplish this divine alchemy." Another overlapping term.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you, of course, enjoyed Warren's book. We're going to carry that. There's so many wonderful books out there. It's hard to determine which ones we want to carry, but I think this message is so vitally important for you, and hopefully if you read it, why you'll be in touch with others and warn them, because, of course, everything is being laid out to draw as many people as possible away from our Lord Jesus Christ. So if you'd like to get a copy of Another Jesus Calling, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. An important book, important that you have the information and that you can help us get it out across America. And then, of course, as you know, in the last hour, where we talked about the book, Hunting Hitler by Dr. Jerome Corsley. We think this is a vitally important book. Hunting Hitler by Dr. Jerome Corsley. And then, of course, the story of the 4-CD set that we have, Operation Keelhaul. Pardon me, Operation Paperclip, which, of course, is a 4-CD set going into how we actually helped the Nazis come to the United States, thousands of them, and then how we helped the Nazis, tens of thousands, probably 20 or 30,000, escape to South America following the Second World War. And you're not going to hear about this through regular channels, but people do not understand that the Second World War was phony. We helped the Germans all during that time. If you haven't heard my 4-CD set, The War Against the Jews, is my interview with John Loftus, who is actually a military researcher. He had the opportunity of going through the government files and found out certainly the Nazis or Nazi sympathizers had killed over 2 million Jews in Belarus. But he also found out so many other things about how certainly people here in the United States had funded the Nazis both before and during the war, how American corporations, American banks had actually provided the weapons for the Nazis before the war and during the war. American banks, headed certainly by Brown Brothers, Harriman, Lehman Brothers, were funding the Nazis both before and during the war. Standard Oil providing oil for the Nazi submarines, other than were sinking the troop ships carrying Americans to Europe. An amazing 4-CD set, The War Against the Jews. We carry John Loftus's book, which goes right along with this same story. It's called America's Nazi Secret. But if you're only going to get one, why don't you get Hunting Hitler? I think you need to understand Hunting Hitler, Adolf Hitler, escaped to South America. We actually have an interview with the British reporter who went to South America and talked to the people who cared for Hitler, who knew Hitler before he died in 1965. And now, of course, Dr. Corsley has actually seen the National Archives, and he reproduces them in this book, Hunting Hitler. I think it's so vitally important that we begin getting the truth out, because if we can get people to begin to understand that most of what they believe is not true, they've been lied to for years by the people who control the media, and the media is rigidly controlled in the United States. I said, you need to get the information. You need to share it with others. You need to get them listening to our programs, certainly. And again, our website is radioliberty.com. People can go there. They can listen to many of our radio programs 4 hours a day. We archive, and they can listen to them live 24 hours a day. They can listen to them there. They'll be there for several weeks after we do the programs. We have a new site, information around the web. It's right at the top of our page, right below all the little blue banners. Information around the net. So go there, get the information, get others to go to Radio Liberty, and then please pray for America. Pray for revival, pray for our leaders, our ministers, but if you're in a position, please pray for Radio Liberty, because quite frankly, we need your support so we can maintain our network of reporters, stations throughout the world. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America. And
from the mountain.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place. The family is gathering around the radio. Thank you so very much. Our computer. Thank you so very much for joining us today. It is 21 January. It is Tuesday, and it is COLD just about everywhere. I hope you're safe. I hope you're warm.